Support for the Owsley Moment comes from Gordy Fine Art and Framing Company, selling artworks online and in store. Gordy represents 25 artists with connections to East Central Indiana whose works are on display at 224 East Main Street in downtown Muncie and at gordyframing.com.
I'm Dakota Reed, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. If you walk through the Pacific Art Gallery in the David Owsley Museum of Art, you might be struck by the shimmering sea green eyes of the Gable Peak figure. The eyes are made from iridescent abalone shells that are inlaid into the carved wooden sculpture. The contrast between the lustrous shells and the deep dark wood creates a striking effect. The eyes seem to glow, making the figure appear otherworldly. That's fitting, because this figure is meant to represent a Maori ancestral figure and spiritual protector. Swirling patterns carved into the figure's face represent tattoos and indicate the figure's identity as an ancestor. Maori ancestral figures are often seen with face tattoos, which symbolize social standing and family heritage. The Gable Peak figure was sculpted around 1780. It would have been mounted to the roof of a Maori village meeting house, where the community conducted its affairs. Each house represented an ancestor from the village, and although this sculpture portrays a human, it has been purposely abstracted and stylized. The Maori believed if artwork looked too realistic, it could come to life. We'd like to thank Ball State student Alexis Foreman for their text. The David Owsley Museum of Art is open weekdays 9 to 4:30 and weekends 1:30 to 4:30. More information can be found on the web at indianapublicradio.org/owsleymoment and bsu.edu/artmuseum.